This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you for joining us for another episode of Prophetic Dua. Today we're going to talk about a really powerful dua, one that the Prophet ﷺ not only commands us to learn it, but to teach it to others. This is how powerful it is. The Prophet ﷺ said to his companions that he had a dream. And in this dream he heard a voice. The voice said to him, Ya Muhammad, قُلْ تُسْمَعْ وَسَلْ تُعْطَى. O Muhammad, speak and you will be listened to. Speak and you will be heard. And ask and you will be given. The Prophet ﷺ said, so I said, and he mentions the dua that he asks for. Imagine the Prophet ﷺ is being told by Allah Azza wa Jal to ask for something. The dreams of the prophets are truth. And so he is here to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what does he ask him for? He says, Allahumma inni as'aluka fi'al al-khayrat. O Allah, I ask you the ability to do good. Wa tark al-munkarat, and to abandon that which is evil. Wa hubb al-masakin, and to love the poor. وَأَنْ تَغْفِرَ لِي وَتَرْحَمَنِي, and that you forgive me and show me mercy. وَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ بِعِبَادِكَ فِتْنَةً فَتَوَفَّنِي إِلَيْكَ غَيْرَ مَفْتُونَ, and that if you intend a fitna, a trial on your servants, then take my life without me being tested. اللهم إني أسألك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب وحبا يبلغني حبك. Oh Allah, I ask for your love and the love of those whom you love and the love of anything that allows me to attain your love. And this is such a powerful, comprehensive dua, one of the most comprehensive ad'iyya of the Prophet ﷺ. And to this, the Prophet ﷺ then commanded his companions, he said, فَدْرُسُوهَا ثُمَّ تَعَلَّمُوهَا. He said, study this dua and then teach it to others. And it shows us that there's tremendous meaning behind this dua of the Prophet ﷺ. The first thing the Prophet asks for, اللَّهُمَّ إِنِّي أَسْأَلُكَ فِعْلِ الْخَيْرَاتِ. O Allah, I am asking you to do good. And fi'al al-khayrat is a plural term, and it means to do all of the good, the hidden good and the public good, the good that everyone can see and the good that people cannot see, the hidden good and the public good, the good that is in your heart and the deeds that are dealing with other people, that will allow me to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, allow me to pray salah, to make dua, to go for hajj, to go for umrah, allow me to help the weak, allow me to feed the poor, allow me to give sadaqah, allow me to build masjids and schools and teach students. All of this is khayrat. Khayrat is a wide encompassing terminology. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us not only to do khayrat, but to race towards it. And so Allah azza wa jal in the Quran says, فَاسْتَبِقُوا الْخَيْرَاتِ. Race and compete to do al-khayrat, to do all forms of good, the good that is in the public and the good that is hidden. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala rewards us for all the good that we do. And Allah azza wa jalla, when He mentions about the prophets and He describes them, He says, إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا يُسَارِعُونَ فِي الْخَيْرَاتِ. They were the ones who were racing towards good. So Allah tells us to compete towards al-khayrat, to all that is good, and to race towards all that is good. And this is something that should tell us that we should have good that we do in public, but also good that we do in secret, because the khayrat encompasses all of them. And then he says, وَتَرْك الْمُنْكَرَاتِ, and to abandon all the evil. Abandon the public evil and the hidden evil. The evil that people can see and the evil that people cannot see as well. And, you know, when you are doing the khayrat, and the khayrat, the good deeds are public, it helps prevent you from doing evil deeds. Like the good, you start off the dua by saying, oh Allah, allow me to do good. And then you say, oh Allah, prevent me from doing evil. Because when you do good, it helps prevent you from doing evil. The first thing helps you against the second thing, right? And so if you start to do a lot of good things, and you start going to the masjid, and you start praying to Allah, and you start helping the poor, and you start doing all these activities, then you start meeting people who are also doing those things, and meeting people of a similar mindset, and you start to make friends that are good, and those good friends pull you away from evil deeds, and pull you away from an evil environment that you might be in. And so you ask Allah first to do good, and then you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to save you from evil as well. And the third thing the Prophet ﷺ asks for in this dua, وَحُبَّ الْمَسَاكِينَ, and allow me to love the poor. And this is so powerful. You know, not the Prophet ﷺ is not saying, allow me to help the poor, allow me to feed them, allow me to give them a shelter. No, he's saying, oh Allah, allow me to love the poor, to have love for them. There are cities that go out of their way to hide and get rid of the poor. That they will fill buses of homeless people and bust them out of the city. You know, that's no love for the people who are poor. The Prophet ﷺ doesn't just want us to serve the poor, he wants us to love them. And the Prophet ﷺ says in a hadith, he says, O Aisha, أحب المساكين, O Aisha, love those who are poor. وقربيهم, and bring them closer to you. For indeed, if you do so, Allah will bring you closer to Him on the Day of Judgment. And because of this, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu an, he said the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, you know, he taught us not to go to a wedding that was only intended, an invitation, not to accept invitations that was only for those who were rich. He says, إذا خص الغني وترك الفقير أمرنا ألا نجيب. If there was an invitation that was only specific for the rich, and it specifically excluded the poor, he said the Prophet ﷺ ordered us not to accept those invitations. And this shows you how powerful the Prophet ﷺ instructed his companions to have love and compassion for those who were poor. And Ibn Rajab radiallahu anhu, one of the great scholars in our deen, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, he says that loving the poor is born out of your love for Allah. Because people will only love those who benefit them in the dunya. You know, they love this person because he has, you know, status, and this person's popular, and this person's rich. So we love these people because they have, you know, status and relevance in the dunya. Who loves the poor people? Those who look beyond the dunya. Those who look beyond the usefulness and the utility of the dunya. They see Allah Azza wa Jal. They have love for Allah Azza wa Jal, and because of this, they love everyone Allah Azza wa Jal has created. And so this is something the Prophet ﷺ tried to put in our hearts. وَحُبَّ الْمَسَاكِينَ, and to love those who are poor. And then he says, وَأَن تَغْفِرَ لِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي, that you forgive me and you show me mercy. Even if we did our best to do good deeds, even if we did our best to avoid evil sins, even if we do our best to help the poor and love the poor, we're going to fall short. We're going to make mistakes. And so what do we need? We need the forgiveness of Allah Azza wa Jalla and His mercy. وَأَن تَغْفِرَ لِي وَتَرْحَمْنِي, that you forgive me and that you show me mercy. And we're going to be constantly shortcoming and making mistakes, so we need the mercy and the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he says, وَإِذَا أَرَدْتَ بِقَوْمٍ فِتْنَةً فَتَوَفَّنِي إِلَيْكَ غَيْرَ مَفْتُونَ, O Allah, if you intend a fitna for the people, then take my life, allow me to die without me being tested. The believer cherishes and loves so much his belief in Allah, you never want to risk it. If there's going to be a fitna, a trial, a difficulty that might test people's faith, then we don't want that test. And so the Prophet ﷺ says, O Allah, take my life rather than me going through a test that might shake my faith. And because of this, the Prophet ﷺ, he said, اثنتان يكرهما ابن آدم. He said, there's two types of things the children of Adam hate. And one of them, he said, ويكره الموت. The children of Adam hate death. وَالْمَوْتُ خَيْرٌ لَهُ مِنَ الْفِتْنَةِ, but death is better for them than fitna. It's better to die than to undergo a significant test and trial that might cause you to lose your faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this concept of not wanting to fall into fitna is connected to the idea of doing good. How? Another hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he says, بَادِرُوا بِالْأَعْمَالِ الصَّالِحِ, quickly, hurry up, as early as possible, do good deeds. And then the Prophet ﷺ said, before there comes a fitna that is so intense that the person will go to sleep a Muslim, wake up a disbeliever, go to sleep a disbeliever, and wake up a Muslim. I.e., before that fitna comes that is so intense and difficult, what will protect you against that fitna? Doing good deeds. And this is why the dua begins, O Allah, allow me to do good deeds, because that's something that will protect me if the fitna comes for me. And the end of this dua is what? Allahumma inni as'aluka hubbak. O Allah, I ask you for your love, and the love of those whom you love, and the love of anything that will grant me or bring me towards your love. And this is so powerful because this whole dua has been about love. And so the Prophet concludes it about love. Why are we asking Allah to do good? Because good brings us to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the people who continue to do good deeds, they fulfill their obligations and they continue to worship Allah, doing extra deeds, praying extra sunnah, giving extra charity. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says in the hadith Qudsi, they keep doing this hatta until Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that person. And so our good deeds brings us to the love of Allah. Our abandoning evil deeds brings us to the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our love of the poor is born out of our love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We love the poor because we love Allah azza wa jalla. Jal. We love everyone He has created, and even if they can't help us in the dunya, we realize that by loving them and being in their company and spending time with them and including them in our circles, that we are actually getting closer to Allah Azza wa Jal. And we want to abandon and avoid all fitna. We want to avoid the tests and the trials. For what reason? We love our iman and we love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much, we don't want anything to threaten that. So the whole thing has been about the love of Allah Azza wa Jal. And so the Prophet concludes on this powerful, beautiful note, O Allah, give us your love. And give us the love of those whom you love. And give us the love of anything that will allow us to attain your love. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow us to have in our hearts love for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.